On Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court spoke. And all across Michigan, same-sex couples rushed to county clerk's offices to take advantage of that historic decision that legalized gay marriage. But LGBT groups say their work is not done here in Michigan. Not when you can marry on Saturday, post your wedding photos on Facebook to share with everyone, and then walk into work Monday and be fired because you are gay. Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta are co-hosts of It's Just Politics here on Michigan Radio. Rick, let's begin with that fact that LGBT people have no protection under the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. What's afoot in Michigan and in Lansing to change that?
Well, this is a controversy that's been burning for a while here in Lansing. You know, you might remember that we, you know, first had the fight last year over amending Elliot Larson, and it became caught up in whether or not transgender people would be included in its protections. And so that's carried over into this session, and you've got basically sort of three groups. Republicans who wish this controversy would just go away, and they're not going to get their wish, that you've got Republicans who are now going to try to build as many controls around the Supreme Court marriage decision as they can in the form of something like a Religious Freedom Restoration Act, something like that. And you might remember that controversy. And then you've got progressives and LGBT advocates who are going to continue to push for an amendment to Michigan's Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act to put in those protections against employment and housing discrimination. And those groups are all kind of circling each other right now, and we'll see what comes out on the other side.
Zoe, there was a lot of talk over the weekend that there were a lot of Republicans secretly relieved that
the Supreme Court said yes, just like Rick said.
Not necessarily secretly.
Yeah, not even secretly. They were fearing the voting booth fallout if the decision had gone the other way. Yeah. So does this fact, you think, bode well for those who want to see the Elliot Larson Act expanded?
Yes. I mean, this also goes to this idea, right? It was the same with the Supreme Court upholding the part of the Affordable Care Act that would have had pretty drastic measures here in Michigan, too, probably really changing how subsidies worked had they ruled the other way. Again, Republicans then had, they would have had to step up then and said, okay, here's how we're going to fix it. So here, again, Republicans, Bill Schuette, Governor Snyder, who, of course, does not like to deal with these social issues, as Rick and I like to say, social issues are not his jam.
No.
This is not something this governor likes to deal with. Bill Schuette at this point now, too, saying the Supreme Court has decided they are the law of the land. This is what we are going to stand by. And it puts them in an easier political decision because now they don't have to be the ones to continue fighting. But like we're saying, like Rick mentioned, there is this group of incredibly conservative Republicans who are going, oh, no, we're not going to let this stop with the Supreme Court. In fact, interestingly enough, the Michigan Republican Party sent out a statement on Friday calling the Supreme Court an activist court. Mm. Interesting to note that that's even just the Republican
and didn't
Party
mean
of Michigan.
It in a nice way.
Right. Well, those weren't nice words.
Well, you know, it's even Judge Sutton, who wrote the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals opinion that upheld
the same-sex marriage bans
in Michigan and other states. He said that it's not a question of whether or not same-sex marriage is going to be legal across the country. That die is cast. It's just a question of how we're going to get there. And so for politically minded Republicans looking into the future, the question is, how long did you want this controversy to continue to burn? Did you want this to come back to the states and to have a marriage ballot question hanging out there for another 2 years, another 4 years? And the answer is no. I've actually argued that Bill Schuette lost in the Sixth Circuit because the Sixth Circuit just allowed the controversy to continue all the way up to the Supreme Court level. And so now, okay, same-sex marriage may be done, but we've got these other controversies, some of them introduced by conservative Republicans in the legislature that keep the controversy burning, others that are hanging out there as a possible ballot proposal in 2016 to add LGBT protections to the Michigan civil rights law. I mean, this is, it's just not going away.
And I want to be clear about something, too. You know, Rick and I keep talking about Bill Schuette, and there's a couple of reasons for that. One, he is the Michigan Attorney General. He is the one whose office was fighting for the same-sex ban, but there's also a lot of politics behind this, and this is because we're all very quite sure that Bill Schuette is going to run for governor in 2018. In fact, tonight he's holding a fundraiser, usually term-limited attorney generals, not something they're going to spend a lot of time at. No, he is out there raising money, likely for a run. And what we have seen from this very conservative attorney general is initially over this fight about same-sex marriage, he spoke about that he was fighting for traditional marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But he now has changed his tune. He's pivoted a bit. And now what he says is, I'm upholding the fact that
he's
Michigan voters voted in 2004. And maybe that's a little bit nuanced for folks. Well, look, either way, he was against it. But his narrative of why has gone from that he was protecting traditional marriage to just the fact that he was protecting voters' rights.
As probably popular polls have shown, the nation has shifted tremendously.
Dramatically. I mean, let's remember, mm-hmm. President Obama only in 2012, I mean, 3 years ago, what came out in favor of same-sex marriage. Hillary Clinton at one point against it. So we have seen how drastically it's changed, not just within the Republican Party, but within the Democratic Party as well.
Rick, let's touch on some of these end zone runs that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And we talked about Representative Todd Corser, the Tea Party Lapeer Republican, his bill to basically say all marriage certificates in Michigan would require a clergy member's signature. We also talked with Bob Sedler, constitutional scholar from Wayne State's law school, who said that thing does not.
He was on the DeBoer Rouse legal team. He helped put together the Supreme Court case.
And he said this does not pass the constitutional sniff test. So what chance does this Corser's
First of all, I mean, I would, if something's going to happen, I would put my chips more on a Religious Freedom Restoration Act, you know, sort of conscientious objector, protections, that sort of thing. The Corser bill regarding this is not going to move for a couple of reasons. It's not the direction that the legislature wants. And also, Corser has largely isolated himself in the legislature, even though he is a Republican and Republicans are in the majority. That he's been very critical of the Republican leadership in the House. And so his prospects for getting something like this done are pretty slim.
Mm-hmm. It's gotten a lot of attention, though, right? Because that is an incredibly sexy headline.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that you're basically taking government out of marriage and that, someone in a rural area would not be able to go to their, county courthouse and say, hey, I want to get married, that's not how it would work anymore. So that's gotten a lot of attention, but I want to be really clear to reiterate what Rick was saying.
It's the sort of thing that, people will talk about. It gives some people heartburn, but in terms of, this actually becoming a policy, not very likely at all.
And this goes back to the point, again, the folks that it's giving heartburn to are the moderate Republicans who are like the governor who is saying, I want to deal with economic issues. I want to deal with educational issues, what's going on in Detroit, and instead, what do reporters want to talk to him about? The Todd Corser bills.
Well, and lest we forget, as you mentioned, Rick, there is a Religious Freedom, RFRA, Religious Freedom Restoration Act floating around Lansing, and we all remember what happened when Indiana passed it earlier this year.
And Governor Mike Pence there, who was just hammered.
Worldwide. So where do we stand in Michigan with it now?
It's basically Governor Snyder says that he will not sign a RFRA unless it is accompanied by something that places LGBT protections into the state's civil rights law. So even though the legislature's Republican leaders are for it, they say they're not going to send it to the governor just to have it vetoed.
And let's remember how interesting that was, because this is saying that he would veto it is from a governor who does not come out normally ahead of time and tell folks how he is going to be for something.
Right. This
or
governor, be like every
something.
Governor, is they don't want to negotiate like
in
that and say that they're going to veto or not veto something before seeing what the final product
and
is.
And this was an instant where the governor came out and said it.
Slapped that card down on the table with the face up.
He did indeed.
So if you're someone who is rejoicing over last Friday's Supreme Court decision, what's next for you?
I think that the marriage question itself is settled. So, you know, we will watch for what the legislature does to try and, you know, maybe, you know, create some conditions around it. You know, maybe something for business owners who object to same-sex marriage, things like that. That's where the Religious Freedom Restoration Act comes into it. Or is, you know, this opened the door to more sweeping, you know, protections for gay rights in Michigan in terms of the Elliot Larson Act. Those are the big ones. I think that one thing that we will keep an eye out for is whether or not progressives decide to launch a ballot drive regarding the civil rights law. That there was some talk before the Supreme Court ruling that if the court ruled one way, maybe we would have a ballot drive about repealing the Michigan marriage amendment. Well, now we've moved on to maybe something else.
Which, when you're talking about a presidential year election 2016, when we're going to have incredibly high voter turnout, yep. And then to add that as a possible ballot question, that is going to make for an interesting election.
When Democrats tend to turn out.
Exactly.
When Democrats tend to turn out and wonder, will we maybe see some other ballot questions near and dear to progressive causes that, you know, would also benefit from the high turnout that maybe something like that would help generate.
Rick Pluta, Zoe Clark, co-host of It's Just Politics right here on Michigan Radio. As always, thanks you two.
Thanks, Cindy.